Good morning, everyone. Today is the 7th of October, 2021. We are up in northwest Missouri. Weather be doing some business, and we are hoping to head back around noon today back to Pineville. This morning, I thought for a little difference, we would listen to Psalm 62, which is an excellent psalm.
Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, Selah. My soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work.
Well, the psalmist certainly puts the emphasis in the right place. Our only hope, our only salvation, is the rock, Jesus Christ. And the psalmist talks about men of low degree and men of high degree and how it's all vanity. A lot of people are putting their confidence in money, in fame, in their popularity, in materialism, and all of a sudden they're facing the loss of all of these things. Our hope should be in God alone, who created all things. And by him all things consist. You know, I had a fellow tell me one time that he was against cremation. Okay. And he tried to make this long, long theological treatise about how you should have a coffin and you should be, you know, put in a vault and put under the ground and facing toward the east for the return of Christ and on and on and on. My only response to people who want to make a big deal of that, I hate to tell you this. Well, I don't hate to tell you, but, you know, it's going to burst your bubble. Everyone is going to be cremated. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, doesn't the Bible say that the earth is going to melt away with fervent heat? It's all going to melt away with fervent heat. That means you're going to be cremated, even if you're under the ground. In a coffin, in a vault, you're going to melt away with fervent heat. So if you're trusting in those bones, the Bible says that we're from dust we come, to dust we will return. If you're going to trust in those bones in your coffin, I got news for you. You're going to be cremated. Whether you want to be cremated or not, you're going to melt away with fervent heat. Well, don't trust in coffins or vaults or embalming fluid to save you from corruption, you know. The Bible said David saw corruption, you know. And I was kidding around with somebody one time, and somebody had died and it had been about a year, you know. I know this sounds a little bit morbid, but I said regarding this, but I wonder if his hand has fallen off yet. I wonder at what level of corruption that person has gone to, you know. The point is, we all, if we die before Christ's return, are going to see corruption. And this earth is going to be destroyed by fire. And that means everyone on the face of the earth and under the earth, okay, are going to see corruption, and they are going to be cremated with fervent heat. May the good Lord be with you this morning. God bless.